Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff Chof Gimel, in the Oiz Vahadur edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We learned in the Mishnah regarding the fence. The fence is 10 tefachim high. If it has heavy stones, you can take it out because it's clear that the person is now working on the field, he's working on the fence. So the Gemara now at the top of the Amud says, Kodesh Yesh Basu Eser Avonim, that is the quote from the Mishnah. Tamon Taninon, we learn over there, Haziz Mivi et Tumo Bechosho. If you have a beam sticking out of a fence and there's Tumo under it, the Tumo spreads underneath the beam, brings the Tumo from place to place. Bechosho, even if it's a very small beam, if it doesn't have a big size, if the beam is made for noi, for beauty, it brings the Tumo. Hagzeiro ve'aguvlis bepoiseach tefach. But if you talk about gzeiro guvlis, which is not made for beauty, as the prime brings what's brought down over there, the disease is its face is facing downward. Meaning, when everybody looks up, you see the beauty of the disease is made in a very nice way. But the gzeiro is facing the other direction. It's not meant for beauty. It's meant to build on top of it. And the guvlis is a half a circle, so it's not meant for beauty. So there, in order to bring Tumo, you have to have at least a tefach wide in order to bring. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab Chiya Barbo, Adom Roze Shu Mikabel Nitbach Mechaveiroi, Tzoich La'asoyis To Arbo Tfochi Kedei Mokar. So meaning, what Rab Chiya Barbo is referring to, it says over there, the disease, where is the disease supposed to be? The disease is supposed to be 12 tfochim high from the ground, which is a total of Gimel Nitbachim. Gimel Nitbachim high, it's still 12 tefachim. That's the place they used to put the ziz. That's the area where you put the beauty beam coming out of the wall. So what do you see from here? If you're saying that 12 tefachim is 3 nitbachim, and that's where the beam is put, every nitbach is 4 tefachim. So that's what Chiyabai was saying. Adomro, you learn from here. Zeshu mikabel nitbach mechaveir, someone who accepts from his friend to build a nitbach, that's what he's selling his friend. Needs to build a fourth tefachim high kedei mokar, because that's the size of the nitbach. You learn that for the Mishnah of Tumah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Masniso Amarken. Don't tell me, oh, you infer from the Mishnah, speaking about Tumah. From here you learn Mekach Memkar, and Rabbi Chiya Barbo says, I'm telling you that on my own. Says Rabbi Yosi, no, that's really what the Mishnah is saying. How do you see that? Because what is the Mishnah saying? When do I say the ziz brings the tumor even in a very small width? Only a ziz whose height is 3 nitbachim, 12 tefachim higher than the door. Why tell me that 12 tefachim is 3 nitbachim? Who cares what's the size of a nitbach? Just tell me 12 tefachim. To teach you the din, to teach you that if someone says nitbach, it means four tefachim. Rab Chiya Barbo Shoals, Rab Chiya Barbo asks, Eilin Shiraya ki inin Shiraya? Is the Shurim Batumo similar to the Shurim by us here in Masech HaShviz? Meaning the fence that we're talking about in our Mishnah, is that also the same type of thing that we mentioned over here? They have to have 3 nitbachim? So Rab Chiya Barbo Yaakor Baach, Rab Chiya Barbo Yisi Ben Chanino, Eilin Shiraya ki inin Shiraya? Says, yes, it's the same measurement that we have there, we have here. So says, well, how can he say that? Here we said that the size of the fence is 10 tefachim. If it's less than that, it's a quarry, it's a machtziv. It's a place we take out stone, it's not considered to be a fence. So how can you see that it's comparable to the Mishnah over there regarding Tumo? And the Gemara explains, what are we talking about? If you're talking about the amount of nitbachim you need in our fence is 2, so the total should be 8. If it's 3 nitbachim, should say 12. But our Mishnah says 10 tefachim. So how does that make sense? So the more of you see, if tzeh chatzi tefach lesitus mikan, v'chatzi tefach lesitus mikan, v'chen lechavrei, nintze shloish nitbachim sh'asar tefachim. So explains the Yosi, yeah, we're talking about in our Mishnah 3 nitbachim. But the way it worked is, the top nitbach, they used to carve into it a half a tefach on top and a half a tefach in the bottom. So what's left, which is sticking out, is only 3 tefachim. Because a half a tefach on top and a half a tefach in the bottom are carved in. Similarly, it happens in the nitbach in the bottom. Half a tefach connect in the bottom, half a tefach in the top are carved in. So you have only three tefachim sticking out. So I have three nidbachim, three tefachim in the bottom one, three tefachim in the top one, and four tefachim in the middle one, and that's why I have 10 tefachim in total. And that's like more concludes. Nimtzu shloish nidbachim shasar tefachim. That's what I mean. The sar tefachim were here in the fence. Continues the Gemara and the Chogimah base. Pochos mikan ein eloi goder v'loi machzov. The simple words of the Gemara is, if it's less than 10 tefachim, so then it doesn't have a din of a fence, doesn't have a din of a machzov, a quarter we spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, and right, the Reb Chaim says, based on this, that you just cut off the fence until one tefach close to the ground, and that's it. This chur will be arguing what we just said in the previous Amud, that less than 10 tefachim is still a machzov. According to the Vilna Goyen's gear, so you take out the sentence. And the Gemara just goes straight to the next part. That's only if it's in his field. So then if he's taking out the fence, it looks like he's working on the field. All this if he's not intending to work on his field. But if he's planning to work on the field, I feel even more of it is mutter. So this girsa seems to be flawed because if he's planning to do work in the field, so then it's obviously usur. So the girsa of the Rash, the way Reb Chaim brings it, is the opposite. Bisman she niskaven l'tikut zedeo. That's when I have an issue. If he's planning to make the field better, aval lo niskaven kinu zedeo. After the yosu mikan muter, you could do even more. And according to Reb Chaim, what does that mean? Meaning that we said in the Mishnah that the fence has to be 10 tefachim. If it's less, it doesn't have a dim offense. We're saying if he has no kavana for his field, even more, meaning even less than tefachim, it's also okay. On the Shulchan argues, no, this whole Mishnah is talking about that he's not planning to do it for the field. But if he has intention for the field to benefit, I feel pochim zikan asur. You can't even do the levels of the Mishnah. There's no din of fence at all. And even if he comes and he breaks the wall till one tefach samach lakarka, it's still not good enough. Omar Bibi, or Yasa Kedin Tanya Lekulo. He passes Lekulo that if he doesn't have intention for the field, he could do even more, he could completely remove the fence. Halokhe Zok de Mishto. Havonim Shiziaza Toma Machresho. So a person was plowing the field and moved stones from place to place. Oshem Michusos in his galo, or the stones were covered and then they were revealed. If you have two stones, then you need two people to carry them. Then it's clear it's not doing for the field. It's doing for the purpose of building. It's going to be using the stones to build a fence or something else. So then you're allowed to take all the stones in that area. Someone removes stones from the field. He takes only the top ones. Whatever is touching the ground, he has to leave over there. If you have a pile of pebbles or stones, it takes the top one, the one touching the ground, he leaves. But if there is in the bottom a rock or straw, meaning that it's not touching the ground, so then you can take the whole thing, because clearly he's not doing it for the purpose of the field and for plowing and planting. Says the Gemara, even if the plower is moved already these rocks from place to place so that he can take it out. Even in this place, you see, they're going to plow this field. And some of the rocks over here will be moved. So these rocks you can take out right now, it's something that you're not doing for the field, you're doing for the purpose of using the rocks. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosi, you see from the Mishnah itself, and we're going to use here the Gyusa Rab Chaim that starts quoting the Mishnah from the beginning. And the Mishnah is, Avonim Shamachreshim is as awesome, stones that the plower moves them. If he has there two stones that you need to be able to carry, Harayli Rotu, you can take it out. So what's the Duke? The Duke, it says here, Machresho Mizaz awesome, a present tense. The Machresho moves them. Now they already moved them in the past, but it's about to do it. It's going to happen over here. Then stones that you can move around. Continues the Gemara Chavdal Amud Aleph. Rav Yakor Bar Boim B'Shem Shir Melokish. So it's Tzemer. You see from here, Shasu Lelaket Soros Mitoich Zde Chaveri. You're not allowed to take pebbles from the field of his friend. Why? Because you see over here that many times you use these pebbles as the bottom of what you want to build. What is the Gemara telling us in the Mishnah? When I'm allowed to remove stones from the field, if it's a top of straw or rocks, so you can remove the whole thing in Shemitah, because I know I'm not going to use it for the field. Meaning I many times use this stone as a surface to put things on top. And that's what it says. So he said, don't take pebbles out of the field of your friend. Diminakish, you ask me, he's been learned. Many times he takes out the grass and puts the grass on the stones. He uses the stones as a platform for to put anything, as we say in our Mishnah regarding Shemitah. Says that's only in a valley where they don't have many stones. But in mountains and in trashim, in empty lands with a lot of stones, mutar, then you're allowed to do it. Considered to be that he did a favor for his friend by removing the stones from his field. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Chof Gimel.